Hello everyone, welcome back to Classic Overdrive Podcast. My name is Bonte. If you're new here, you're very welcome. Welcome to Classic Overdrive Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Classic Overdrive Podcast. My name is Christy. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, you're welcome. And if this is not your first time listening to this podcast, you're welcome too. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast again. So guys, it's been a minute. I think I'm always disappearing from my podcast.
Yeah, this is the last time you're disappearing. This is the last time.
I go on. It's not my fault. We had exams.
Well, you can manage your time and...
Look, let me tell you guys, this is...
Don't even bring up...
No. She's a YouTuber. She did not post for, I think, how many weeks? How many months? Yeah. November, December, January, February, March. April, May, June.
I posted in May, last week of May.
Okay. No comment. At least I tried.
I disappear. Then when I decide to come back, I'm coming back fully. Not like Classic Overdrive Podcast. She disappears... She comes back. She apologizes. She comes back. She gets lost again. She comes back. Isn't it true?
In my defense, I'm a very busy person.
Cool.
Okay, we're going to get back to that. So, guys, here with me today, I have my roommate, who is also a medical student. She is also a YouTuber. What else do you do?
I have lots of titles. I'm a YouTuber. I'm a firstborn, I'm a medical student, aspiring doctor, aspiring neurosurgeon.
Since when did firstborn become a title?
Well, I'm proud to be that. I'm proud
a firstborn. So with secondborn, thirdborn, we should
I'm
be ashamed.
I'm sorry. If you cannot take the pride, I'm sorry.
Guys, that's a shade.
What else? I'm a Burundian. I'm a short girl.
And you know, the funny part is my roommate is 5'3".
Oh, by the way, guys, yes. I'm 5'3", Christiana is 5'2". One inch taller.
Just 1 inch, guys. Sometimes you don't even know. Sometimes you don't even
I'm sorry.
Notice. People actually don't even notice.
People notice. People notice. Every time you ask me to help you get something from up there.
That's a lie. Because I end up trying to cheers. It's so we end up towing. That's it.
It is true now. At least I'm 1 inch taller. That's all that matters. I'm sorry. You cannot defend yourself on that one. I'm sorry.
She's just a 1 inch giver, please. You're not still taller than me. That's just it.
I'm taller than you now. That 1 inch now.
Okay. We would always argue, guys. So, okay, so guys, today we will be talking about content creation. Do you consider yourself a content creator?
Of course not. I have content. I have content, but I'm too shy to just...
Anytime I use the word content creator, I think I cringe so hard. I'm so comfortable with the word podcaster as to content creator. Like,
we are all content creators. Even the ones that are not putting it out there, we are still all content creators.
I don't know how, but okay. We are all content. Do you guys agree with that? So guys, today we will be talking about content creation for dummies. Or as dummies. Oh, for beginners, firstborn drama, adulting.
Firstborn as me being the firstborn. You're not a firstborn. Okay. Continue. I'm just making it clear.
Being a pastor's kid, you forgot that title. Oh, you remembered firstborn. We gave you guys gist and all that stuff. So, Bonte, how have you been the past few weeks? Because I've been away for a week, so I have to keep my listeners up to date. So, what have you been up to from 1st of May to now?
I'm good. Stuck here in this cold Meru. We finished our exams. Finally. Like, God's love and grace, we passed.
I'm so grateful to God that I passed.
Yeah.
It was really... The 2 weeks felt like 4 months. Like,
I know.
Not
I
even
know.
2 weeks. A whole month. Like, yeah. I was like, what is going on? And then medical school exam just gives you tension. Sometimes I actually ask myself, who sent me a message? who sent you... You're confident and you're like, I think you said one thing that sometimes you tell people that you're stressed with school and then people ask you.
I always I chose medicine, I chose this career, I chose this path, but that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to cry and get tired at some point. People always ask, oh, you chose this path, so you're not allowed to cry. Why are you complaining? Why are you nagging? I'm like, oh, God.
I think it's really annoying.
It's really annoying.
It's just like for everyone, if you're studying whatever course it is, it gets to a point where you feel so frustrated. You ask yourself why.
Yeah.
Why am I doing? I can decide to do something else in my life. For example, open that thing. What is it called?
Nothing.
OnlyFans.
So guys, she's telling you guys OnlyFans. She wants money. This girl is poor. She's begging.
I'm not begging. That's not begging.
Okay.
How is that begging? That's a career path for some people.
But don't worry. When they give you money, please share.
Can you imagine? How would I share my OnlyFans money?
At least I'm helping you.
But OnlyFans can also be a... I think there's a lady I was watching her on Snapchat, and I think her OnlyFans is about giving people business advice on a bikini.
But then you have to be doing something, right? You have to be doing something.
No. Like, okay. She was giving people business advice on a bikini.
And you, what will you be doing?
I don't know. Maybe do podcast there.
But we're already podcasting here.
Yeah, I can also podcast there.
Show us some little...
No, there's nothing to show. Do you think anyone can take you serious wearing a bikini and you're trying to... Okay, imagine you wear a bikini with a lab coat.
Is it about taking someone seriously? Is it about that?
But I think people just sexualize you.
Or entertaining someone.
You know. How am I... What if I'm being serious, but that's just what I'm comfortable wearing? Speaking of which, guys, so I had this episode with Karen, and she won Miss Autism Kenya. Like, yo, I had a winner on my podcast. Speak to me with some respect. Congratulations to Karen, and everyone loved that episode with Karen. I'm so grateful, guys, for the support, the love. It means a lot to me. Yeah, moving on. Back to your week. Besides exam, what else have you been up to?
Catching up on my social life.
Guys, Korean movies, not social life. Bonte is addicted. So first of all, she asked me for a movie suggestion, and I introduced her to Korean movies. Boys Over Flowers.
Oh, okay.
That was the one. Ever since then,
okay.
My roommate never went back.
Oh, please. I expanded my territory. Now I'm in Chinese as well. I'm in Japanese as well. Of course, I had to expand. Watching those ones and also my social media.
Okay, do you post?
I'm coming back. That's the point. I was planning. You know, I'm taking it slowly. Taking it easy.
By taking it easy, what do you mean by taking it easy? I want to understand
I'm brainstorming, writing. Wait, guys. Do you guys find it hard to find captions for yourself, for your social media, than if you were to give a caption to someone else? Do you find it harder?
I think for me, okay, me, I can't even post.
Like, I have people on WhatsApp, they always post every single day photo of themselves. Like, do people love you that much?
I know. I feel like people just block me. I have petty friends.
Like, me taking a photo of myself, like, it just takes lots of energy, lots of...
I think I take 100 and only leave one, and that one will be deleted 2 weeks later.
It takes too much.
I delete so many.
Post every single day.
Like, it's even so hard for me to post to my WhatsApp status.
Even just changing the profile picture. Your DP.
Anytime I change my profile picture, people actually ask me, so what happened?
We are in this social media thing, but at the same time, we don't want to put ourselves out there. I don't know.
That actually brings us back. Okay, before we get into that, because we are going to talk about, you know, creating content as dummies and all that stuff. Back to my week. I feel like an intellectual.
Wait, because I've been reading books.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Specifically African literature. Like, you know, people always say they feel good when they read books, and I think I feel good.
It's okay.
And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and I've been on Twitter more lately. Like,
suggest a book for us to read. Maybe.
Okay. So I feel like the books I've read, people have read it, because I'm still a beginner in this business. So far so good. In the month of May, I read 3 books. The first one I read was I Think We Should All Be Feminists by Chimamanda. The second one was The Secret Lives of Baba Segi's Wives by Lola Shoneyin. Bomb. It's about a man with 4 wives. You guys need to read that book. It's really interesting. And the third one I read was The Purple Hibiscus. It was so nice. Like, it just triggered me a lot in so many ways. I don't want to go deep into that, because if I start now, I won't stop.
You won't finish.
I won't stop. So yeah, Bonte.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to start YouTube?
I've always wanted to start YouTube. Is that a reason?
Yeah.
So wait, I started YouTube during Corona.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always wanted to start YouTube since second year, right?
Yeah, our second year of medical school.
I love YouTube, first of all. Like, mm-hmm. That's one of the medias that I spend hours and hours on. Mm-hmm. So I always get ideas from there, and I love the entertaining people do, the things I always watch every time. So I also want to be there. I don't know.
Okay, but don't prank me.
I'll prank you one day, definitely. I have to. Like, you cannot escape that one. I have to. I'm sorry. And it's actually coming, so thank you for reminding me.
Anything you do, like, is that a prank? So I'll ruin it properly.
Well, the point is that we have to hide the camera. I figure it out. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay, how has it been for you, like, posting, sharing your content? Yeah, okay, starting this podcast, for someone that is really shy, I'm really not shy to you, so stop rolling your eyes. You guys can see her, she's rolling her eyes. That's because I live with
for people that know Christy, is she shy?
Yes.
I did not ask you. I asked people that know Christine, this podcast. Is she shy?
You know, okay, when I started this pod, it was so hard to put, like, open even the social media, because I was like, people bash me. And you know, I think of the graphic design, you know, even how to cut a picture and paste a picture, how to create, you know, those posters for Instagram. Okay, sometimes you see some things you want to post, but then, hey, you ask yourself like 1 million questions.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, you end up not posting anything.
Yeah, and actually, the things I actually see on social media, like a picture, like you see a clear picture, a perfect angle, but behind the scenes, like to take that good picture, mm-hmm. it's a very, very long story, long, mm-hmm. complicated. It's very hard. So people should not
judge. And I remember even trying to work with on Canva, it was a whole struggle. Watch tutorials, and when tutorials say press here, you go press.
The editing part, first of all. How long does it take you to edit an audio?
If the audio is really long. First of all, when I started podcasting, I used to record like 7. I remember.
You record till your mouth gets super dry.
In my blanket, I would drink lots of water. I get so dehydrated, and then I would all of them. It was always a struggle. I think so many people would help me listen, because I'd be like, this content doesn't make any sense. And to me, they still don't make any sense.
But you're really good. You're
but
really,
their good. Comments keep me. Your comments actually keep me going. Your feedbacks really keep me going, because I get so scared. Editing, I don't know anything about tech. You know those things. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
Actually, basically, you learned on our own. I learned YouTube on my own. You learned podcasting on your own.
Yeah.
So you have no excuses, guys. If Bonnie and Chrissy can do it, you
trust
have
me,
no
guys.
Excuse.
Like the worst. Like the worst. You know, I was actually asking myself that. Okay, so number one, people say they go outside, they hang out with friends for inspiration. 247, is them in school? Buying food
or in this bed. Right. Sometimes I feel like the bed is crying for Christmas. Please, like,
for me to post an episode, sometimes I'm like, I have the idea, but I'm like, can I really execute it how I want it to be?
Like how it's playing in your mind, right? Yeah,
would people enjoy it? And then I feel like people would get bored. I'm not doing like, and the worst thing I actually do to myself is comparing myself with someone else. Like, hey,
true,
like, especially true. This Nigerian thing, I don't know if it's a general thing of my mate is doing this, look at how good my mate is doing. I feel like you're doing trash and stuff. Well, honestly, guys, we're on our road to 1k, and I'm so excited.
Ooh!
Like, ooh! I don't know if I should
can
put
I clap?
This after.
Yeah,
you can. I remember when I was setting my goals for my podcast, I was like, even if I release like 10 episodes in 2020, I only expected to have 100 listens.
She was really underestimating herself.
I still do, actually. I still do.
And you're actually doing very well. So
that's you saying that. I don't know what my audience really thinks about my podcast. And I would love to hear.
They're listening. You should give them credit. They're actually listening.
You guys are amazing. Like, to everyone that posts my content, everyone that shares my content, thank you. So now let's make this podcast boring, because, you know, we are two interesting people.
We mean the opposite, guys.
Yeah. So one thing, I talk about YouTube. Sometimes your struggles of posting on Instagram, audience, having to share your content with people that sometimes you feel like, you know, some people are on your WhatsApp and the only thing you share them is just links, and you're like, oh god, I really want to have a conversation with you, but I don't know what to say to you, but please listen to my content.
That's very true. Like right now, since I'm coming back to YouTube, like I have lots of people that, you know, I ghosted because I was doing exams, I was busy and just minding my own business. But now I want to go back to YouTube. So I'm like, okay, should I start texting them? But again, I don't want to text them just because of YouTube. How should I go with the conversations? Like, it's actually hard to just maintain that flow conversation with everyone. It's very, very hard. Yeah, I'm getting there. Which one do you think is harder, YouTube or podcasting?
Well, I feel like YouTube, it's more likely for you to get more views as compared to podcasting, because many people actually ask me, what is a podcast? Mm. Oh my god, I search for words, and the only thing that comes out of my mouth is online radio.
Thank god YouTube is actually very, very common. Yeah. Who doesn't know YouTube?
Like, yeah, and then you get to see the person's face and laugh. But podcast, someone can just zone out on your content, and that's just it. So
I started YouTube last year. I was really pushed by my roommate.
That's not
my roommate.
I'm the roommate.
And I finally posted last year. It was a struggle at the beginning. It's always
angles.
A struggle finding angles, and of course I did not have any equipment for like the tripod stand, all those lightning.
You had to use all the books on our
gosh.
Shelf.
It was all the books, I put them on the bed, on the mattress, to try and create a whole stand, changing bulbs from this one to this one, because we have different bulbs in the house, so I'm trying to get the most brightest bulb. It was a struggle. Then starting recording, oh lord, you record, you make a mistake, I record again. record again, basically the mouth gets dry.
And then your face is already, you're basically,
you're already tired, you're already tired. Then again, you look at the video, I'm like, okay, after all this procedure, after this this is what I get.
I get your sex bombing your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I remember I was like writing my whole script, but nowadays I don't write my script.
I just give myself pointers.
I remember I would write my whole script like in my notebook because I was like forgetting things. Like, I don't know, just panicking, and it's just my phone in front of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you guys are still watching me through the camera. Like, you guys are watching me through the camera. So I would panic a lot, and even if I'm all alone, I'm still panicking. Words are not coming out right, and it was just a struggle. Mm-hmm. But small by small, you
little
know,
by little.
little by little, I learn how to do things better, how to maintain an angle, all that. And again, just be open-minded. I was trying to learn more things as I started. Mm-hmm. I continued learning from other people, other YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, other YouTubers and all that thing. So, posted. And another thing, I think I really pressured myself. I started posting, is it two videos a month?
Yeah, two. I think it's due Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah. I think I was just putting a whole load on myself that I wasn't realistic.
I feel like,
but I guess that's what I was getting from all these YouTubers.
Yeah, post twice, increase your watch. I actually noticed that too.
So that's what they told me to do.
That's what you got from them. They didn't. Okay, but
so yeah, like I was posting Mondays and Fridays, and again when Friday is here, Saturday, Sunday, Monday's there again. Mm-hmm. So I have to edit again. I have to post again. And editing will take a whole day. Mm-hmm. By a whole day, I mean a whole 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, and then taking the video itself, by the time you're waking up to shower, to like dress up, then start setting up, an hour is already gone. Then again, start recording. You're repeating the video like 3 times.
Yeah, it the psych just dies. The vibe just goes away. Like, it's just really that bad.
It was that bad.
And then I think the hardest part is just that sharing part. I just leave my content there.
Okay, you know, maybe you might not be enjoying it, but just share, you know.
But people always
sharing is caring.
Yeah, my friend, please
share. Mm-hmm. And no, yeah, it's hard for me to give a video to you. Like, I demand from you, please share. Like, you know, you have to share now. Just share. I don't have to tell you to share.
But you can't force people. I feel like that's where being social comes. That's how you have to use your social media. Like, they always say, use your Facebook, your Instagram.
It's crazy how I'm not a social person, but I want to be also.
But you have to be out.
The only thing you wish for, if you had siblings that, you know, or close friends that can really help you,
but still, you can't force people. Like, but if you guys have tips and tricks on how to maybe do social media,
we are really open, please,
because we really suck at it. Like, we really do not know how to use our social media.
I think, yeah,
now we're going to talk about adulting.
Okay.
First of all, it's the beginning of the month, and it's like the happiest time for students, yay, and also workers, because what, it's salary. But starting from next week, I'm sure we'll be sharing tears,
budgets, and have like lots of things planned, and the whole money is just,
we've been roommates for how many years now? I think 5 years. Oh my god, how do you even cope with me? How do I cope with you?
I don't think there's any easy person to live with. I think it's just about learning from the other person, adjusting. It's like a relationship. You have to adjust for the other person, you have to learn from the other person, be open-minded, and also respecting what the other person has done. That's one key thing I learned from having a roommate. Yeah, let's say for example, I just finished washing dishes, or Christy just finished washing dishes, then I eat, then I put my dish in the sink without cleaning it up. It's like you're not appreciating what I've been doing. So yeah, dividing chores and appreciating the other person's efforts.
How do you manage personal space when you have a roommate?
But again, is there any personal space? I don't think you can get personal space if you have a roommate in such a house.
So let's talk about being a firstborn. How is that a title?
Well, being a firstborn, it's 70% a blessing, and 70 is a lot. 60% a blessing, and the other 40%, it's not a curse, but it's just it's too much. It's too much. Yeah, I love being a firstborn. All opportunities are given to you.
What opportunities?
Like, for my, like, now I'm talking my own experiences, right? Of course, if you're a firstborn, your parents will not take the secondborn to go maybe study abroad. Definitely the first one will consider the firstborn, right?
Oh wow.
Right?
Oh,
isn't
wow.
it true?
Okay, that's kind of true.
Yeah, it's true, you see. So opportunities are first of all on you. And of course, all the parents, everyone calls the parents Mama Bonte, Papa Bonte.
Oh,
like,
wow.
The parents.
Can you imagine? That's why she's so proud.
They call, okay, in Burundi,
yeah,
so that's...
Even in Nigeria.
Oh, even Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, in Burundi, that's how they call parents. Mm-hmm. They call them from their firstborn name. Yeah, so that's like, duh. Mm-hmm. So another thing is from the 60%, you get to, basically, actually, you get to enjoy life for me. Yeah, you get to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. And if you're a good person, by what I mean is, if you're a good kid, you really get to get lots of
attention
and advantages. Stuff.
One thing about being a firstborn for me that you guys try is the fact that anything you do, if you do something wrong, your parents will tell you things like your siblings are looking up to you.
Exactly, you'll always be a guinea pig and a role model. You'll, if you succeed, the parents will be like, oh, you should follow Bonte. Oh, you should do like Bonte. You should be like Bonte. I'm sorry, I cannot say Christy because we're second born.
Okay. No, this is getting too much. On my own podcast.
So if you're a good kid and you're successful and you're, you know, you're showing good behavior, everyone, like even other families will be like, oh, you should be like born to But if you're a bad kid, if you are following bad roots, you know what I'm talking about, guys. Basically, everyone.
Not even necessarily
will be
a bad kid, or you do one thing
wrong. Yes.
Oh my god.
The whole neighborhood will know.
Like I said in my last podcast
the whole
episode,
neighborhood will
you guys
know.
Need to listen to that podcast episode.
Yeah, you guys need to listen to that one. The whole neighborhood will know. Everyone will know. People will be like commenting. You'll be here. Shh. Bonte, this, Bonte, that.
Yeah, true.
And another thing is that if you're a firstborn, just know that you won't get to experience some things that your siblings will experience. Just remember, because you are basically, what's the word? A sample.
Like
yeah.
You said,
you're a sample.
Pig.
So your parents are learning. Your parents are learning about children from you first of all. Mm-hmm. So basically everything. If it's diaper, if it's skincare routine, if it's me.
I remember. I think I listened to your podcast, and the woman was like, she had her first baby, and then I think the baby was crying, and then the nurse came into the room and she was like, why is your baby still crying? And she's like, the nurse has not carried her to take to birth, her to feed the child, to feed the child. And all that thing. She was like,
it's your child.
Like, you're supposed to be the one to breastfeed. Like,
So as a firstborn, you're definitely a sample to the the parents. They're learning everything from you. So maybe the things that you might be, you have been restricted being doing, but now the next generation, the next offspring, the next kid, now they know how to do it better for them. They
but still, even
give
kids
them
are
other,
different.
Other things. So maybe me, I was dressed in nappies, but the second one was dressed in diapers.
Yeah.
See, because they know better, they learn better. So, but it's good. It's a blessing. And
what about also being a pastor's kid besides my firstborn? You see how? Because people always say, pastor's kids are the ones that are always being attacked by their demons. Like, you guys are the ones that...
Really?
People always saying that the ones that... They're always the wayward ones. That's what people actually always say. The devil always targets the pastor's kids. You guys are the ones that do the whole excessive partying, the drugs, the whatnot. And people also say things like...
Well, let's not blame the devil. It's just that we are restricted again, too much that when we have that little freedom, we want to overdo
that's
it.
That's actually very true. Like, okay, we're going to get back to that. Since you're now the pastor's kid, then every single parent in church uses you as an example. I actually always feel sad for pastor's kids because you can't make one mistake, or maybe you dress this way, and maybe that's how you feel so comfortable dressing. But people would be like,
actually, in my church, you know, in my church, when for now, I can do whatever I want, I can dress the way I want. Growing up, as a pastor's kid, You cannot dress in a trouser or short skirts. It was always dresses. So it was always dresses. Even if it's important that the people, that the girls that are in choir, the ushers, they have like not a dress code, but they should be dressed appropriately for the congregation, for the church, right? But me as a pastor's kid, and I don't have any duty in the church, I was like, okay, can't I just dress in my trousers? Because I'm more comfortable in my trousers. So it was kind of like conflicting with like, okay, I'm not doing anything in the church specifically, so I don't want to get that.
And were you like obliged to do something in the church? Like,
of
course,
of course.
And even
it's like when you're a pastor's kid, you're also a pastor. I never understand that calling. Like, it's not a chain of callings. It's just, it's so annoying. Yeah, like we are five children. Me, the first, me, then my brother, and then another brother, then the twins. So right now I'm on campus. When I was still at home, I was a Sunday school teacher. Well, I'm still a Sunday school teacher, even if I'm not. I'm a Sunday school teacher. Then Don is a DJ in the church.
DJ?
Yeah, he's the mixer and all those things.
The guy in charge of
mixers and all those things. That's my brother. And then the other brother is a... the third born, he was also a singer in the church. The twins are also singing and also cleaning the church. You see, like, it's like a compulsory job as a pastor's kid. And the part I hate the most, oh God, you have to be the first one to arrive in the church
and the last
to leave the church. You come very early, of course you have to go. Who's driving? Either Don or my dad, right? And of course, if Don is driving, different case, my dad is in there. So the whole family has to be in the car, right? So the whole family has to go as early as my dad wants. Everyone has to leave the house at that time.
The church.
Of course. Okay, our church service starts at 9 a.m., but we leave the house at 7:30.
Oh my God.
7:30, then we are the ones to open the doors, the gates, and oh God, it's just so annoying. So the last ones to leave the church as well, everyone has left, the meetings that never finish.
I think I can relate to that one, especially when your dad or mom is a worker in church. I always stay for the rice. May I stay for the food?
At least you guys
that's
have
food. Even
us sometimes
just
have
the food. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The meetings that never end. Of course, Mama Pastor, I mean
your mom.
Mm-hmm. She has the mothers, she congregates the men, women in the church. The father, oh Lord, it's just a whole process. Then sometimes, like, I'm not interested, even this from my siblings, we're not interested in some things, but we have to be. Or not even just that, you have, like, for example, like, maybe say in a meeting, maybe you don't have any opinion, you don't have any suggestion, but, like, you just hear people mentioning, oh, Bonte, what do you have to say about this?
You're even zoned out.
And you're very zoned out. I don't have anything to say. So you guys can talk your own things. Let me be.
Don't disturb me.
So it's like, being a pastor's kid, you always have to have a word in the church. Mm-hmm. Just be ready. You'll be called anytime. So that's one thing. And being a pastor's kid as well, it's a good thing because... people will be like, let's bless Bonte
with money.
Money.
Can you imagine? So. She's all in it for the money. I bet that doesn't
with money. Yeah, with money. Let's bless this. You also get lots of food. Lots of gifts.
I think the best part about being a pastor's kid that I think I can see from your angle is, for example, when you go for a party or there's a party in church, you guys, they'll give you guys a whole big...
Exactly. You'll be the first ones in
fighting.
The line. Yeah, true.
So, do you sometimes feel pressure, like, in medical school?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you go home and people ask, when are you graduating? Because we've been in school for quite a while, to be fair.
You know, I just got a new YouTube channel that I've been watching. And this woman got tired of people asking. She's a newlywed,
mm-hmm.
a two-year
mm-hmm.
marriage. People are asking on her DMs, on Instagram, everyone on social media. They have been asking her, are you pregnant? If she's doing something and gets tired, it's because she's pregnant. If she's eating slowly, she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. She's getting nauseous. She was telling people that people should actually stop asking those questions. Mm-hmm. Never ask whether she's ever planning to get pregnant. Because mm-hmm. you never know
maybe
if she's
marriage.
Actually... Yeah, if you don't know if she's going to, she's planning
marriage.
To have children, all those things. So, same to medical student. Never ask them,
we will tell you
when are we graduating. Yeah. Never ask those questions. Like,
I will tell you when I'm graduating.
God.
I will tell you, don't worry.
So it's just like, you know, it takes patience and it's frustrating sometimes, but never ask a medical student.
You feel like your parents are gonna pressure you when it's time for you to get married because you're approaching that age, to be fair.
What's the age of marriage?
Okay, I don't think there is because
I was talking to
my mom. I think I was talking to my mom and my grandma during the last holiday. I saw one of my colleague, a boyfriend, I don't know, a fiancé, proposed to her. And I was like, oh, wow, this one is already engaged. Then I was trying to calculate the girl's age in my head. Mm-hmm. And then I said, this girl should be around 23, 24. Mm-hmm. My grandma was like, ah, that's not bad. That's really good. So I had to look at my own age.
I don't think there's any age for marriage. The society has made it
seem
so.
I remember someone actually got married at the age of 18. And I don't know if she's still in a marriage. I hope she's still happy right now. Yeah. But yeah, people actually get married quite early. But do you feel like your parents are more of the marriage type or more of you chase the bag, your career, your life?
My parents are more of chase your dreams first of all, your vision first of all.
So they don't care about boys?
of course they do care, but of course they want me to get married. The only thing they're scared of is me
getting pregnant
out of marriage and all those things.
Like, I can imagine the stigma of being a pastor's kid. It's going to be really real.
And they know, of course, you cannot tell them that there are no boys. They're always like, even if you're not telling us anything, we know you're a human being, you're a girl, you get tempted, definitely. Hey, continue with your imagination. We're not saying anything.
The siblings, how are they? Do they sometimes study for money?
Of course.
This one doesn't pass well in the exam.
That's another thing. As a firstborn, you're basically also a second parent. Mm. That's one thing for sure. Because you'll be the one to bathe your siblings when they are.
Did you bathe your siblings?
Of course, I had to bathe my siblings.
Okay.
Yeah, bathe them, carry them on your back. I think that's why I'm short. So with that, basically you carry that adult mentality to your siblings. So you're the one to teach them how to do this, you're the one to teach them how to do that. And with that, of course, they'll be like, oh, Bonte, I need this. Oh, Bonte. Instead of them going directly to the father or mother, they'll be first of all coming towards me. Then maybe I'm the now, like,
I think as you grow older, your parents also ask you for your opinion. Like, it's so cool.
That's very, 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 like...
You actually need my opinion.
Yeah. I remember last year when we went home. Actually there was this thing that was disturbing my parents, and they actually took me out and actually asked for my opinion. What do you think about this? Just feel free to talk to us. And I'm like, okay,
actually I feel so good, like, okay. It's so good.
I'm actually growing. I'm actually getting to that,
realize,
okay, to their point.
I know I'm an adult. I'm getting there.
I know. Yeah,
but speaking of adulting, it's not interesting. I think coming to Kenya was when I realized adulting properly. I don't know if this happens to every first year, but the first year you come into school, you are a lavish spender.
Lavish,
especially in a foreign country, because they give you lots of dollars.
You're given money. You know, you're a fresher. So your parents are making sure that every single thing is taken care of. You cannot complain.
I went to a supermarket to buy a pillow. Not a market, guys. A supermarket. the pillows they sell for 700, 500 in a market. I bought it for 1500. I was like...
I remember my first year, I made... on a normal day, right now, I make my hair fall... Maximum $2,000. Maximum
$20.
Yeah, that's the extension plus paying for the labor. So yeah, maximum $2,000. But I remember there's a time I actually paid $5,000. To think about that, what was I thinking?
$50.
Like, $50
for a student.
And for a high school that I just spent like only...
You just with them petty money and Lord. Other things.
And you know that. I could actually laugh at myself. Like, I actually went to this bougie salon in Nairobi, paid $5,000 for my hair. I actually only spent like $10,000 for my nail gel. Yeah, no, not gel, but it was just a bougie salon that everything was done there. It was just expensive. Even if it was just a normal, simple thing. So I'm like, okay, to think back
that's
about
$100.
That.
Sometimes it's really good to ask yourself, where does your money go to? Because fine, the whole budgeting thing, you pay bills. And trust me, guys, if you're in a foreign country, it's actually harder when you are in a different country. Like, for example, like, the Naira currently is not so good. Converting it to shillings, and I'm just like, oh. Like, imagine me spending that money in Naira back at home. I would feel like a queen.
Mm.
Then here, when it's converted, I start sweating. Because by the time I pay bills, and bills in Kenya is not beans, guys, because... I think I went to the supermarket today and I bought things worth 960 shillings and the value added tax was 120.
That's a lot.
I know. I was like, what?
Yeah, you can buy power for $1,000, then they'll deduct 450.
Yeah, then you're left with 550, guys. That's really
almost
crazy.
Half.
Really crazy.
It's really crazy.
And
it's
then
really
when
bad.
You go to the supermarket, things just keep increasing, the prices of everything just keeps going high, and then you can't tell your price because the way the price is increasing, the more the exchange rate is also getting bad. So I'm just like, okay, that's when in school of a sudden someone wants to throw a party, someone wants you to do it for a girl's night, and you know, you also need to have some phone. You just can't say you want to stay in your house. So I think for me, I'm like, I don't have a job, I don't have a salary. How do I tell my dad I want to buy my friend a gift? Because, you know, it's not good just going to see someone for a birthday. You're eating all the food and you don't bring gifts. Like, stuff like that. So I'm just like, okay, so... And then, right, by the time you go for those parties, you think you want to save some money. And then, before you know it, the money is gone. And for people that don't even party, we still even complain about the money because...
For us, like, no party.
We don't.
I know.
Like, I don't know. Some people actually party in college, but I feel like those people have money because.
But again, it depends. What do you spend your money on?
Yeah. What do
so
I spend
the people,
money
those
on?
People that party, they spend the money on party. As we spend the money on food. okay, us in our family, in our home, you're given money. Let's say, for example, again, you're given $70, right? Just know you have to remove 10% of that as a tithe. I think also it's just about how you manage your money. So it's just like, you know, immediately when I get my money, take 10% to the bank, just save it, or maybe invest in it. Just make sure that 10% is always for sure. Just like how 10%.
What if you're really tight? Before you maybe buy a notebook, you buy this. And sometimes it's also good to have spare money. Positions where maybe, for example, you're working on the road and you're arrested. Let's be fair, people get arrested for
something. Yeah,
or maybe you're being extorted. You know, anything can happen. So you also have to have money for emergency purposes.
Yeah, it's true.
Sometimes it gets really confusing. I don't know how people actually really cooperate with adulting things. And then I ask myself, when I get a job, am I really ready to move in my parents' house?
Okay, well, whenever ready to, we get into it.
Before college, to be honest, or before university, I saw myself getting a job in medical school, which is...
If you only know, I had actually planned my life. Like, it was so perfect in my head till I got on this campus.
Please, just for just.
So I was like, wake up every single morning, do my devotion. After that, do a workout in the morning, go for my classes, come back, shower, do my studies, take my dinner. Like, my life was just so programmed. And then I'll do work every weekend, only Fridays and Saturdays, maybe Sundays. That is in my head. Like, I don't know, maybe I would find a job. I'll get a job, but maybe something that I would like to do. As long as I'm just earning money, as in no more. Okay, I'll be asking my parents for money, but you know, movies always show people, college people are working,
like,
and all those
things. We Africans forget one thing, it's not the same thing. There's so many graduates out here that are even fighting for the same job as a babysitter that you, a college student, is also fighting for. So I feel like we need to be very realistic. There's actually a point in my life I got so angry while watching high school movies because I was always catching feelings. Because for us, it's not really realistic. When people from home now call you and they're like, oh, you're earning money in dollars. Send me money.
That's one thing I'm always telling my siblings as well. I don't come to a foreign country to work. I came to be a student. That means I'm also...
No, they think you've actually been giving lots of money, pocket money, because you're in a foreign country.
If they only
knew.
That's
the mistake they make. And I'm just like, do you guys realize exchange is so bad? There's actually a time in my first year, people actually used to give me, buy me a shoe, buy me a shirt, buy me this. And you know, I'm just like, have I even bought myself a pin? You know, you ask yourself that question and it's like, you don't know how to answer the person. Like, okay. It's like, okay, I've heard you. And I don't know how to say no to people. I just ghost you for a while. I don't know what to bring. Just so that's when our conversation starts dying for me. Or also, maybe when you maybe feel like your dad is a pastor, they believe that, oh, is rich. So
that's what I was saying at the beginning. Seeing a picture, it never really tells the real story behind the scenes. So what you see on social media, it's really behind the scenes, it's something else. I had lots of big dreams, but lots of expectations. Again, am I disappointed and where I am right now? Maybe. But again, at the same time, am I happy? Yes, I'm very happy. Of course, we are here for a reason. We are in this school for a reason. We met specific people for a reason, and not everyone is here to stay and continue learning the second stage, the third stage, wherever you go.
Let's just move on to the future. I just hope I get better on my podcast, despite the doubts, because
you will. You're actually getting better.
So I just hope you guys also enjoy this episode. And I know you guys have forgotten, so let me remind you. There's a series on this podcast called The Adulting Series, where you guys get to share your stories on your journey in life. You know, moving on, looking for a job. The unemployment rate is so high. You know, the campus life. You can talk about your struggles, maybe starting a business, you know, working in a company, maybe from internship to getting a full-time job. Everything, guys. You can send in your stories. And if you want to be a guest on this podcast, or you want to be my co-host, just like Bonte, all you have to do is just hit me up on Instagram. You can send me a DM on Instagram at The Classic Overdrive Podcast, or you can also hit me up on WhatsApp. The number is +254 779 327 885. You can also send an email to classicoverdrive@gmail.com. I would leave all these details in the description box or in the show notes, so please make sure you guys check it out. And yeah, before we wrap up this thing, so what would you like to say to anyone out there starting YouTube, you know, or anything podcasting, you know, anything. Blogging, all that stuff? Like, if you're like an introvert or you're a shy person, you don't know how to do this thing because you don't know how to handle the pressure, so what would you advise them to?
Just take the first step and take it slow. You will grow. Definitely you are growing. You are growing, even if it will take 10 years. take it slow. Do not put pressure on yourself. Just take the first step. Just make sure you start. Start. That's very important. Do not procrastinate. Do what makes you happy. Enjoy. Enjoy life.
It's so easy to advise people, to be honest, to tell people what to do. But when it comes to implementing, when it comes to you doing that, if I'm telling someone else to take the step, I'm not taking the step myself. It's honestly really hard, to be fair.
Yeah, very true.
Taking your own advice.
You need to do that.
The self-doubts are going to come. The stuff, the questioning parts are going to come. But just do you, boo.
Do.
And guys, please also send me comments, send your feedbacks. I love your comments. I know not everyone can comment on the Classic Girl Drive podcast on Podbean. So please, you can send in your comments to me via email or the WhatsApp. Please, guys, talk to me. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
I hope it was not boring.
Bonte, what are you going to give a shout out to?
Okay, a shout out to Bonte. Yay! She's coming back on YouTube now.
Guys, make sure you check out Bonte's YouTube channel. Okay. I'll leave the link in the description if you guys can get it. So please make sure you guys click on the link. But if you want to check it, it's Bonte Naisavye.
Yeah.
Yeah. BONTENAYISAVYE. And
she got my name right too.
I always get your name right, actually, in case you don't know. So make sure you guys stay safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. See you guys next week.
Bye.